Getting to know yourself can be a lifelong process, especially since you're always growing and changing. Therapy is all about deepening that self-awareness, because sometimes you don't know what you really want until you talk things through. BetterHelp connects you with a licensed therapist online who can take you on that journey of self-discovery from wherever you are. Visit betterhelp.com/positive today to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp.com/positive.
Hey guys, this is Kenan Thompson. I have a problem with you. Yes, you. None of y'all told me that Auto Trader has millions of new and used cars that I can shop from home. I thought we were friends. I put smiles on your face, but I'm not smiling. No one told me that with Auto Trader, a dealer can deliver cars to my home or that I could shop by price on Auto Trader. No one. Consider this friendship that you just learned we had officially over. Finally, it's easy. Auto Trader.
Gosh, I gotta tell you, that was quite the saga. And I even tried to pull the sign out myself. I did. I tried to pull it out of the grass. It was stuck in my yard, in the median between the sidewalk and the street. It was stuck in my yard. I had to mow around it for an entire season. And I am not exaggerating when I say that it reflected so brightly in my living room that my entire living room wall was orange. The way that it reflected, it was awful because it's those signs that are, you know, that reflective covering on them and the reflective paint, I guess. And it was just so gaudy and ugly. And I love orange. Orange is my favorite color.
I was going to say, I feel like that might be up your alley.
No, I did not want that. It was so, so obnoxiously bright and it was so tall. Those signs are not short, like you would think, maybe a fence that comes to your waist. No, this thing towered over my head, and I did, in my frustration, multiple times attempt to pull it out. I even once tried to dig it up just to see if I could get it. And my neighbor said to me, "Don't do that. You could get fined pretty badly for pulling out a sign."
My dog did it.
Pulled out the sign.
What are they gonna do?
They're going to find me because the sign is no longer where they put it. It was just the work was done and it was a month plus later and the sign was still there. They weren't ever going to come back and get it. Ever. As in ever. It was going to sprout and grow leaves and turn into a tree trunk. That's what's going to happen to it.
That would be pretty cool.
Oh, no, it would not. Awful. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. 1 hour already in the books. That is a sign that this is going to be a good night for you. Glad to have you with us. Now, this hour, CJ Stroud, his pro day, Ohio State could be the overall number one draft pick to the Carolina Panthers. Of course, all those teams that need QBs are right there, front and center, paying attention to what they see from CJ and fellow Buckeyes prospects. So we will hear from CJ himself about his pro day, and also Sam Darnold speaking out about his new home cross country from Charlotte. Instead, he is now with the San Francisco 49ers. One other introduction to Laremy Tunsil staying with the Texans. And honestly, the more I see what they're doing, I get it. The front office is still the same one that royally botched the last couple seasons. And I hate, let me say it again, hate with a capital H, how they treated first David Culley. They made him a sacrificial lamb as the head coach. He'd waited so long for a chance to become a head coach. And they were never intending to keep him around. He was a stopgap. He was essentially like a veteran quarterback that is brought in for 1 year just to keep the seat warm. They interviewed, what was it, 8, 9 coaches or coaching candidates, and they eventually settled on Culley because nobody with any respectability wanted the job. That was in 21. And then instead of hiring someone new and starting over, what do? They take a guy off of his staff and they promote Lovie Smith and make him the coach for 1 year. So I hate the way they handled that situation. They actually did well by the franchise in the Deshaun Watson trade, though, because they were able to fleece the Browns, in my opinion, for Deshaun Watson, because they also had to give Watson the guaranteed contract that would cause him to take Cleveland seriously. I don't know if you take Cleveland seriously, but Deshaun did once he saw that guaranteed contract. And so there are good pieces and positive elements to what they've done there. finally they got the coaching hire right with D'Amico Ryans, and they brought in some really impressive weapons on both sides of the ball. And in, and then when you think about the fact that they were willing to pay Tunsil to keep him there as a cornerstone, that's also to me an indication that maybe they've turned the corner, though they still don't have their quarterback. So what happens with the Panthers at the top of the draft will directly impact what the Texans do at number two. You would think. You would think they will be drafting a quarterback. And most people, including Rhett Lewis, who joined us last week from NFL Network, he hosts Path to the Draft. You got to be careful how you say it because it can come out just completely wrong. He is the host of Path to the Draft. It's not bad to be slow and deliberate at times. He actually believes that the top four picks in the upcoming draft could end up all quarterbacks. Correct me if I'm wrong, Producer Jay. Oh my gosh. I talk with my hands. You know this because you're always seeing me. And I'm holding a pen in my hand. And as I was pointing with the pen, I flicked it. And the inkwell went flying across the room. So I'm holding the pen, but the pen now has no ink. There's nothing in the pen. The pen is, I can see right through. I can see you through the pen because there's no inkwell. It went flying over there.
It came through the front, like the ball
of
the pen?
It just came out the front. You know, sometimes you can pull the inkwell out the, you know, I guess at the bottom of the pen.
I used to disassemble and reassemble pens a lot in school.
Yeah. Right, yes, when you were not paying attention.
Right.
Yes. So apparently the mechanism that is holding it in there is gone. And so I didn't flick the pen. I was pointing with it and the inkwell went flying across the room. So I have a pen. I have the pen canister, but I no longer have any ink.
Can we put it back in?
That's not helpful. Yes, but it's over there. So you would have to come get it.
Did it explode? Like, are we going to have like a cleanup on our hands?
Or? Do you know this is why I keep a package of pens in our locker?
Don't say that around here.
That's gold. Well, no one listens to the show. That you no longer have access to because you insist on giving away all of our incredible collection of show items that are necessary to do a really quality show that make your host feel comfortable. I need pens. I'll put the pen down. I'll start pointing with my Sharpie. I hold onto the Sharpie and I will gesture with the Sharpie. Don't be giving our pens away the way you give away our candy.
Did you just announce that I lost my pen privileges now too? Because
yes.
I didn't know that.
Yes. Wait, have you stolen pens from my locker?
No, you gave me one when you brought that box, the package in, and I still have it, actually.
I remember when I brought in the package of pens and said, Jay, I'm putting pens in the locker. His response was, sick!
Yeah, I'm telling you, they're scarce around here, and I need those.
Well, go to the store and buy some.
They should provide a pen.
Okay, but I just want you to know, I've been here 10 years. I buy all my own Sharpies, I buy all my own note cards, and I buy all my own pens. And if I need wipes, fine. That's your Christmas present, a stock of office supplies
for
each year. But I used to get reimbursed. They used to actually, first they would buy them, then they would reimburse them, and now nothing.
That's not shocking, but yeah.
No, not at all. Anyway, so I'm going to have to go retrieve a new pen or try to put the inkwell back in said pen. And all of that because I no longer know what it was we were talking about. The Houston Texans. That's what made me gesture with my pen.
Pen surgery is a little more exciting.
Pen surgery. Okay. Than what I was saying on the radio? How rude are you? That was really rude. You actually think, come put the pen back together. I can't believe you just said that. You can think that, I suppose, but you're not allowed to say that on the air because that's a direct reflection on you. If you think the show is less interesting than putting the pen back together, that's on you too.
No, the pen back
together. As the executive producer, putting the pen back together
is
more exciting than the show.
No, we'd probably have to film it.
No, we're not filming it. You can film it, but guess whose phone is the only one that works with the video function?
Not mine.
Not yours. Jay has a phone that won't hold any more photos, won't take videos. He refuses to get a new one just because I feel like now he wants to have the oldest phone on the planet.
It's not yet, but it's getting there. What is
it's
it?
Been
it's
like getting there for a year and
an
a half.
iPhone, I got like a 13, something like, no, I don't
no,
even know
the
what
point is that you actually can't put videos and photos on it.
Yeah, it's the space. I need to buy more space or just a new one. I told you I went to the Apple store the other day, and the wait time, because I didn't have an appointment, was an hour and 22 minutes, something like that. I mean, I can't just sit around the Apple store.
Can I tell you, in February of 21, no, 22, February of 22, Jay's phone started acting up, and he swore to me that by June he would have a new phone.
Yeah, that's accurate. Huh,
that is accurate.
I didn't say what year, June, so.
Oh, my God.
You know, I'm still on track.
All right, go back in your little hole. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence here on CBS Sports Radio. All that to say that there are a lot of people buzzing about the Texans, and I do believe they got the head coaching hire right with D'Amico Ryans, and it has attracted free agents. That is the difference a quality coach with a lot of respect and credibility around the league can do. There are now free agents who wouldn't have looked Houston's way, who are interested and who have signed there. Why? Because of D'Amico Ryans, which is humongous. You can find us on Twitter, A-Law Radio, also on our Facebook page, After Hours with Amy Lawrence. Case in point, Laremy Tunsil. Why did he want to stay in Houston? Well, because of this new head coach.
Man, it means a lot just to be in this position with this organization. For the second time, becoming the highest paid for the second time, it means a lot.
I'm just happy for the Texans fans that they might finally be out of football purgatory, because it feels as though they've been stuck there in this cycle since, what, the last year or so of Bill O'Brien's tenure. That DeAndre Hopkins trade to Arizona, that one turned out to be, I think, the beginning of the end. They had been cruising in the wrong direction, courtesy of O'Brien, but that was the beginning of the end. It did signal to the rest of the franchise, I believe, that there wasn't anyone who was untouchable, quote unquote. And so you go back to that DeAndre Hopkins trade and how disgruntled, by the way, DeAndre Hopkins could end up being on the move again. There's talk that he is available and that he is not going to stay in Arizona. We'll see whether or not that comes to fruition, but that is the talk out there. And so after being with the Texans, up until, well, through the 2019 season, he gets traded abruptly. It really was a huge surprise to the Arizona Cardinals. And he has a monster year, 1,400 yards in his first campaign with the Cardinals, ends up with the 6 touchdowns, which, not a lot, but compared to his yards and the number of receptions he had, 115, it finished off 3 consecutive seasons in which he was over 100 catches for his respective teams. But when Bill O'Brien traded him and got so little for him, it felt as though there was enough of a discontent. There were enough players who were malcontent. Malcontents, I guess, would be the noun, with the way that Bill O'Brien was running things. And then we know that Deshaun Watson asked for a trade. He sat an entire year while the Texans paid him. Not that they wanted him on the field, but he didn't play, so he wasn't even active, and they paid him anyway. So it just was one bad move after another until they finally end up trading him. They get enough in return. I know that they were less than thrilled, the front office, that Lovie Smith and the Texans won in week 18, because it meant they did not get the overall number one pick. But I actually was pretty happy for Lovie Smith that they got the win and ended on a high note, because he knew that he wasn't going to be retained as the head coach. And so to give him a good swift kick to the A double curvy roads, I felt like that was Lovie's last laugh. Lovie got the last laugh. And so now they have to wait and see what happens at the number one draft pick, because it seems likely now that the Panthers are going to keep it, right? So Laremy Tunsil, really high on D'Amico Ryans.
Biggest thing was staying with the Houston Texans. I believe this organization is going to turn around quickly, actually. This organization is on the uprise, especially getting a guy like D'Amico Ryans to come in this building. You know, a young energy guy, younger coach, and he was actually a player here too. So getting a guy like that to come in this building means a lot. So we're trying to get things turned around.
You know, there's a history. There's a tenure there. And as I say, and something that we hear often from former players, is when you have a former player who begins coaching, especially if he was very respected and had a strong career, if he made it in the league, he walks into a locker room And right away, there is credibility. Now, if he has a coaching tenure to go along with the fact that he played, it's a double whammy. Meaning D'Amico Ryans, as the defensive coordinator and a defensive coach for the Niners, even if he hadn't played, the way that Niners defense has excelled and gotten better and been such a force over the last couple seasons, specifically this year too, though, under his tutelage, well, then that already indicates to a locker room that he makes a difference. But when he also played and played for the franchise where he's hired as the new coach, it's a 1-2 punch. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. One more with Laramie Tunsil, because he could, in fact, be blocking in front of a rookie quarterback, which is, well, you know, rookies giveth and they taketh away.
I believe in Nick in the front office to draft the best player in this draft and to help us win games. So I'm very excited, whoever they pick at the number 2 pick and the number 12 pick, to come in here and help us win games. I'm excited. I'm ready to get it done. Like I said, I view myself as an X factor for protecting and a mentor for those guys, whoever come in.
So Laramie Tunsil reintroduced as a major piece, a building block that they were able to keep in Houston, where it's been, let's be fair, kind of mass defections over the last couple of years. And then, I mean, I know the Brandon Cooks deal to going to the Dallas Cowboys. That's one that is a huge pickup for the Cowboys, right? But they also bring in Devin Singletary to Houston. I like the Dalton Schultz piece as well. And then with the number 2 overall pick. Now, here's the question. Do they already have a quarterback in mind, or are they willing to take whoever the Panthers don't get? Are they okay with one or the other? I mean, they're doing their due diligence, but you've got to imagine that they have a certain QB in mind, or that they like one over the other few because they have a particular system that they feel like would be a good fit. Or do you take either quarterback and think, all right, we'll build our offense around him? It's a lot to put on a rookie, but he's got veteran leadership and veteran pieces around him, which will definitely help. Plus, as I say, D'Amico Ryans is already making noise, and there's a lot of buzz about the Texans. And with the AFC South belonging to the Jaguars right now, ooh, when was the last time we said that? With the Texans as the... So what's the phrase? They're the... Shoot, the when you're they're not, you know that phrase when you're getting pursued? Wait, they're the shoot, what is that phrase? You're the pursuer, not the, no, it's not that. It's, there's another word that I'm thinking of. Jay's just looking at me with a blank stare because he never has any idea what I'm talking about. I'm lucky he's listening to me half the time. You're the,
no matter what happens, that's your response. Good.
No, that's not it. Why can't I think of it? I was doing so well. There goes the perfect show. Actually, the perfect show ended early on when I said crap instead of crack.
Predator, not the prey. Or prey, not the predator.
It's along that lines, but that's not the phrase. I stink at cliches. There's an actual phrase that people use a lot. They're the...
Helpful.
It's such a mental block. But that is the idea, yes. They are not the team that is... fielding the bullseye on their backs, because they've had a couple of really down years, so they can fly under the radar in the AFC South. They're oh my gosh, what is the phrase? Okay, someone help me out. On Twitter, ALR Radio, there are people who are yelling at their radios right now. I know it. Or on our Facebook page, which I actually haven't even had a chance to open up yet. Coming up, we'll hear from CJ Stroud as he appears and works out at the Ohio State Pro Day. Lots of smiles around CJ and from CJ. And, yep, as I say, there goes the perfect show. It was so good for a while, and then I projectile my pen ink across the room, and it all went downhill from there. It's After Hours, CBS Sports Radio.
You are listening to the After Hours podcast.
Stover tight end right side of the line. Now a pistol formation for Stroud. Gets the snap, fakes the handoff, sets it as 12, and he'll heave that one down the middle of the field for Julian Fleming. Caught by a defender to the Iowa 20, and he will dance into the end zone for a touchdown. Julian Fleming, as he hauls in a strike from C.J. Stroud, 79 yards through the air, 46-10 Ohio State.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
I knew you guys would come through. You did with the phrase that I was looking for. Thank you. And then many other suggestions as well. You all were kind of dancing around it, but yes, I got a couple that nailed it. I'll explain in a second. First, though, Paul Keels on Learfield, the Ohio State Football Network, and C.J. Stroud, big smile on his face as he worked out for a variety of teams and met specifically with the Carolina Panthers. Happy to talk about his pro day on Wednesday.
First of all, I just want to give all glory and praise to Jesus Christ, man, my Lord and Savior, amen, for having an opportunity to go out here and show my God-given talent, man. But felt good. Of course, you want some throws back. Those are the ones I think about. But thought it came in my hand well. I thought I'd just stamp what I know I can do on the field.
So C.J. Stroud could be the overall number one pick to the Carolina Panthers, or he could be available there at number two. But this is a string of pro days here now for all these top prospects who are expected to go maybe one through four in the draft that is just over a month away. That's C.J. Stroud on NFL Network with David Carr. So the NFL Network's covering these pro days live in many cases, right? So you have three of them in a row with Stroud and then Bryce Young on Thursday and then moving on into Kentucky and Will Levis. And so that's where the trends are right now. Anthony Richardson from Florida, he's next week. So those four guys could end up being the top four picks in the draft, but a lot will matter in terms of, well, there's been some talk that the Panthers actually trade out of that pick. I don't think that's likely, but there could be some other trades. What matters is there another team out there that wants to catapult in and maybe a team that's willing to step back? You never know. If you are set on a particular guy and you think he's still going to be available, then maybe you trade down a few spots so that you can get a little capital in return. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. So, yes, C.J. Stroud, of course, meeting with the Panthers.
I appreciate them coming out and spending time with me. Definitely meant a lot. Definitely had a great conversation. Didn't talk X's and O's. Just really talked about not only just who I was as a person, but my faith and some of the things I want to do with my like working with Reform Alliance, some of the things I'm doing off the field that I want to continue to do to help other people, to inspire others. That's one of my biggest goals. So, I mean, they're really on board with everything, and we'll see what happens, man. But it's not in my control. I can just let God do his thing and do what I do on the field.
Depending upon which draft analyst you read or follow, which mock drafts, I hate mock drafts. I don't hate the people who do mock drafts, but I do hate mock drafts. But there are a variety of ways that the different mockers believe this might play out. Some have Bryce Young as the overall number one. Some have C.J. Stroud. And so it really is a matter of preference at this point because there are options for the Panthers. And again, if they believe that they have to be number one in order to get the guy they want, then they're going to stay there. There had been some chatter that they might actually move back because they believe the guy they want would still be available and they could get back some of what they traded away to the Bears for that number one overall pick. The part that makes me giggle over it is that Frank Reich is now with the Panthers. The Colts also wanted that number one pick. And, oh, I'm sorry, Indy. Did you want this? Oh, too bad, so sad. Okay, are you ready, Producer Jay? This is the phrase that I could not come up with no matter how hard I tried. Gosh, I felt like a total imbecile when I sent us to a break, but I was trying to conjure up the phrase, they are the hunter, not the hunted. That was the phrase that I was looking for, and I just could not. I could feel the syllables in my brain. I knew it had that rhythm of hunter and hunted, but I couldn't make it come out.
It was right there.
Was it for you? Because I feel like never in your life have you used that phrase.
What? Hunter and the hunted? No. But I feel like we're trying to overcomplicate it, maybe. And it really
we were trying to overcomplicate it.
Oh, yeah, you saw me thinking in here. Maybe not.
That actually threw me off. It's not doesn't happen very often. No, I knew you had a blank stare on your face, so you had no idea what I was talking
that
about.
That was my thinking face.
You just see Marco's reaction. All right.
Yeah, that gets confused a lot.
Your blank face and your thinking face?
Yep, one and the same.
I hope that's not a reflection of what's happening on the inside. All right, are you ready for the big surprise? Marco, we waited for you. Are you ready? I told you about this earlier. Okay.
Oh, the big giant box.
The big giant box. It's really heavy. Okay, so hold on. Hold on. Talk amongst yourselves for a second.
Wait, I don't have to carry this thing anymore,
the hunter, not the hunted. Oh, what? I'm sorry.
Well, you said it's really heavy. I don't
know. Did you miss these muscles that I have right here?
I'm just making sure.
I'm flexing on you.
As long as I don't have to carry anything, we're good.
Wow, what a gentleman you are. Marco just refused to look at my muscles because he knows I have bigger biceps than he does. Huh, Marco?
I'm sure you do.
Okay, you ready?
Sure.
All right, our friend Carlos, in response to Jay's massive gaffe with our candy stash. Ooh, I got that right. That sounded good. He sent us a box, Easter-themed. So, peeps, those are going to stay in the newsroom because I'm not really a peeps fan. Actually, I feel like peeps are just straight sugar. Would you like to take them home to your son?
I have no interest in those, but thank you.
Okay.
No.
So that's not
it,
though.
And the last thing I need is for him to eat straight sugar, but thank you.
Right. So that's the first thing. That was on the top. There are, hold on, I don't know, like 18 different packages of candy in here, but two, I love Pez dispensers. Remember Pez? These are Easter Pez. So we have a bunny, and then we have an egg on top of the Pez dispenser. Hmm. Are you a Pez guy? Did you ever have Pez when you were a kid?
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of just like the straight sugar, but my kids like those a lot.
Well, you can take these because they're super cute.
Thank you. No.
What do I want them for?
You said you like Pez. Eat the Pez.
I said I like the dispensers. I'm not going to eat the Pez. Oh. But you know what? Actually, I do. This is kind of funny. I have a Pez dispenser at home. It's on display. I don't use it. It is Yoda on a Pez dispenser. Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Try to be jealous. I bet it's a collector's item. So we've got Pez. Hmm. We've got a ginormous package of Twizzlers. Jay is really excited. He wanted to open those, and I told him he could not touch anything.
Oh, Twizzler guy,
eh? Booby-trapped.
Oh, yeah. Right up my alley.
Are you ready? There are gourmet jelly beans. There are Starburst jelly beans. OMG. Okay. Any of this entice you?
Not so far. Not for me. Not,
wow. No. See, this is what happens. I offer Marco goodies, and he always says no.
This is
always
not true. Again, fat guy does not turn down. I'm just not that straight sugar stuff. That
okay,
Starburst themselves, but the jelly beans I don't really care for.
Peanut M&Ms.
Now you're in my alley. All right, yes. So
look
it.
He's dressed up in his little Easter bow tie. All right. There's more. Hershey's Kisses. These are Egg Hunt milk chocolate kisses. Again,
now, see,
Easter's
that's
theme.
Quality.
Regular M&Ms, just plain old milk chocolate. No one's touching those with me, so don't even think about it. Egg Hunt? That's the Hershey's Kisses. The Egg Hunt Hershey's Kisses. They're decorated.
Are they shaped like eggs or?
Ooh, good question. Would you like me to open them up and see?
You know what? Probably. They're probably like the Hershey Kiss, like the oval ones. I feel like instead of looking like a kiss,
Marco,
I think it's like
here, open them. I can't get them open. I just put lotion on my hands. So. Uh-oh, they're going to go flying all over.
No,
they're just regular Hershey's
like
Kisses.
Kiss. Yeah.
But they've got fun wrappers. All right, there's more. A gigantic bag of Laffy Taffy. I do love Laffy Taffy. Do you know what's going to happen when the newsroom gets a whiff of all this stuff? It's going to disappear in a heartbeat.
That can't happen.
You're trying to open this stuff.
Yeah, I suppose that you and I, Marco, better keep it away from Jay then. Merci, finest assortment of European chocolates. My goodness. And then, I have no idea how you say these. Something Ferrero Rocher.
Oh, Ferrero Rocher, yeah.
Yeah, okay, Ferrero Rocher. It's in a plastic bunny case. Fine hazelnut chocolates.
Those are awesome.
Would you like a fine hazelnut chocolate?
Not right now, but thank you. Why are you looking at me like that?
Because every time I offer something, I try to do something nice for you, you always shoot me down.
I'm not.
It's a good thing I don't have a fragile ego.
Should I really be eating anything at 4 a.m. before I go to sleep?
One piece of chocolate's not going to kill you.
No, but I mean, should you open up the bunny Ferrero Rocher just for the one piece that you're going to give me?
Of course.
I appreciate it, but that seems unnecessary.
All right. I mean, I do care about you deeply, Marco, and yet you shoot me down at every turn.
No, these are things towards the beginning of the shift, not like 5 minutes before
Fine.
You go to sleep. You know,
they'll be here tomorrow.
Then I will dive in.
So, congratulations, Producer Jay. Your huge candy stash gaffe, your big old mistake, and the fact that we lost our candy, you now look like a genius because not only did we get a $50 gift card from a concerned citizen because the candy stash had been pilfered and somehow magically disappeared, but we got a box of Easter-themed candy. We're going to have to be giving this away. All of a sudden, we're going to be the heroes in the newsroom.
I'm playing chess out here. That's all I'm saying.
With what, exactly?
Now, two questions. One, yes. Did we figure out where all the candy went, or you just assumed, or we know?
No, we know where it went. It was locked in Pete's locker, and so he took it out when they were working, and they were eating it because they, I guess, thought that Producer Jay was handing it over.
Okay.
Jay believed that it was a communal candy stash.
We had an alliance.
But we did. It was a very shaky alliance. And the alliance, apparently you had to buy in by giving them all our candy, and we never saw any candy. Where was their candy?
It didn't work out. I don't know.
It didn't work out.
It
didn't work out.
I don't know.
So are you planning on giving them this candy, Jay? Because if you are, you're not allowed to touch it.
No,
it was technically addressed to me. So
now, do you have a lock for the locker that you can keep it and have your own candy locker?
Well, we could. No one's ever gone into my locker before. Or maybe there's just nothing in there we're stealing. I have salt in there. That's valuable around here. There aren't any salt packets. So I have a shaker of salt in my locker. Do you think I'm the only person at CBS Sports Radio who has a shaker of salt in my locker?
You know, I don't know. This is a strange place. I would normally say no.
Yes, it is.
So, the assumption would be, yeah, that would be the only one, but who the hell knows what's going on in this place?
Well, because I put salt on my food, and whenever I have dinner here, which isn't often, but now and then I have dinner here, I bring something from home, and there's never any of those little salt packets. There's 8,492,000 pepper packets, but there's never any salt.
Things I was unaware of.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't use salt or pepper on my food, I'm unaware.
It's just naturally flavored without it?
I don't.
You're Italian. Yeah, how do you not use salt or pepper on your food?
No, I mean, if it was cooked with it, of course, but no, I don't add. No.
Huh.
No.
Interesting.
No.
All right. Well, I feel like as a gesture to the newsroom to let them believe that we are still in the alliance, we give them the peeps. That's it. We'll just give them the peeps. And then they'll think that we think. No, they'll think that we think that everything's fine and dandy with the candy, but nope, the candy dandy is staying with us.
Yeah, I mean, you would give them anything that you don't
want. Do we hide it with the After Hours swag? You know that box is still hidden. It's never been discovered.
No one goes back there.
I know. What?
In there. Over there.
Can you please zip it? Just by chance that someone's listening. So
I work here. I don't know what he's talking about.
Yeah, that's because we hit it really well. What should we give away as this gesture that makes it look like we have, along with the peeps, makes it look like we're still in the alliance?
Whatever you don't want.
Jay, what do we have to keep?
I wouldn't give away anything you like.
I think the peeps are suffice.
That's it? Just the peeps?
Yeah, why not? What are we getting out of this?
Well, they already got our candy out of it.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Twizzlers will remain out. Thank you, Carlos. What a kind gift. Maybe we should take a photo, Jay, of all of our candy stash being replenished. Pretty impressive. And still, can't entice Marco with a darn thing.
Again, not true. I would eat some of that
tomorrow.
Stuff. I'm not going to... Look, I don't want the peeps. I don't want the Pez. Like, that's just not my thing. It just doesn't... I don't know. The straight sugar just doesn't... I need... Mm-hmm. You know, you talk about the chocolate and whatnot. I'm all in.
Me too.
The Pez, it doesn't...
I'm all about the chocolate. Here's the cool thing. Once we get done with this candy, we have the gift card from another listener that we can... that we can use to buy more candy. So this is... It's a good month to be Producer Jay. He's been redeemed by some kind souls who felt like I was too hard on him. Please, whatever. Jay's lucky he still has a job.
Oh, yeah.
Do you feel lucky that you still have a job?
Oh, yeah, that's me.
You're such a jerk sometimes. You know that, right? But it's okay. I'm glad you still have a job. Phew. All right, so tomorrow we'll dive into some of this candy, but thank you again to Carlos. Wasn't that a fun surprise?
Yeah, I had no idea what was coming out of that box.
I
had no idea.
I'm pretty good at
Especially when
secrets.
You said it was heavy. I don't know. I just... No clue. Last thing I was thinking was Ferrero Rocher.
However, do you love that he did a preemptive strike? Whatever it is, I'm not carrying it. That's a gentleman that we love in Marco Belletti. It's a gentleman. I'm not carrying it.
Hey, I'm honest.
Yeah, you don't need to say everything you think. I didn't think it was that, right?
I didn't want it to be something where it's like, yo, it's a big, heavy box. Why don't you go get it?
Wow. Wow. And I thought we were friends.
I'm good.
All right. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
You are listening to the After Hours podcast.
Hickman across the timeline, inside 2 minutes to go. Inside 20 on the shot clock. They back off and just let the ball handler Hickman handle it near midcourt. Now uses a Timmy screen, goes to his right. Watson up top trying to get it to the high post left for Timmy. Drives in, low right. Timmy's shot is good. The lead back to 5, 75-70.
Man, he earned it. He really earned it. He had to work really hard for that shot, and the clock was running down.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
Drew Timmy to the rescue as Gonzaga advances to the Sweet 16 in a battle over TCU. It was a 13-0 run, I believe, that really tipped the scales and got Gonzaga the momentum it needed in that round of 32. And as a 3 seed in the West, will play in Las Vegas against UCLA. That is, in my opinion, one of the premier games still remaining on the schedule. Though it's the Sweet 16, which means it's worth paying attention to by the time we get done with the weekend that is to come. So Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, we will be 16 down to the Final Four. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Actually, you'll enjoy this. Coming up, and I've heard him rave about Michigan State before, his alma mater, we have a Spartan alum who will join us just over an hour from now. So beginning of our final hour from Philadelphia in WIP Sports Radio in Philadelphia, we've got Ike Reese. Now, I originally asked producer Jay to book him as a guest because I wanted to talk about the Eagles' defections and the fact that they have lost at least 7 starters off their team that started in the Super Bowl. But then it dawned on me, Sixers, Joel Embiid, Phillies getting ready for opening day. They add Trey Turner in the offseason after they reach the World Series, and he's a Michigan State Spartan. He's an alum. So we will talk to him coming up at the top of the hour. But the Spartans will be on the road at, well, we're not on the road at K-State, but they're taking on Kansas State. That game is at Madison Square Garden in New York City. So MSG, the arena they call the world's most famous. I don't know who they are, but they do. That will be the first game that tips off at 6:30 Eastern in New York City. It's followed then by the Vegas game, the first one, UConn and Arkansas, then it's Florida Atlantic and Tennessee, and then finally, the last game to tip off in Vegas is Gonzaga and UCLA, 2-3, both blue bloods. Drew Timmy, he had a little extra time on his hands, and actually sat down with CBS Sports HQ to explain why it's better to be a 3 seed than to be a top seed with the target on your backs.
It definitely helps to kind of be flying under the radar and not be a 1 seed and have all the pressure that comes with being a 1 seed on you. I mean, we're underdogs for this game coming up, and I think we were last game too, and it's just awesome to like kind of be in that role and not have all the pressure of having to win. I think that's kind of the hardest part about the tournament is like Purdue, like they had so much pressure to win that game that like I feel like probably at the end of the game they probably tensed up and were like, crap, we're not supposed to be in this position with this team. And I think it just amplified things for them. And even Arizona, like it's kind of nice not having people pick you for once. It's different. And then, you know, we're a group of fighters. And one thing UCLA is going to do is they're going to fight and they're going to play hard and physical. And we do that as well. So as long as we can just match that and surpass their energy and their effort, I think we'll be more than fine.
So Drew Timmy there on CBS Sports HQ. Now, Mark Few, his head coach, who's led the Bulldogs to 8 consecutive Sweet 16s, he's got a bone to pick. He's taking exception with this idea that some people say Drew Timmy is so guardable.
It's kind of an idiotic take that he, I mean, dude's been posting numbers forever, and And they threw everything at the kitchen table at him that night and even fouled the living daylights out of him. And, we just didn't move the ball good enough to make plays and all that. And then Baylor played great. So I don't know why anyone would judge him just based on that. But he's been remarkably consistent his entire career.
Yeah, it's been pretty impressive to see the way that Timmy can, in fact, commandeer the stage. But with what he said to CBS Sports HQ, it's interesting because he believes that the Bulldogs are the, ready, hunted, not the hunter. Would that make Mick Cronin and UCLA the hunter? The hunter?
Look, if you're not ready to play now, I don't know what, you know. We need to check you into Ronald Reagan. Check your heartbeat, you know. This is what it's all about. And then yet we're four games away from hanging a 12th banner. That's how we look at it. That's how we talk about it. It's all about excitement. I want the guys to enjoy every minute of this and be excited to play. I think the people that are anxious got knocked out.
Really looking forward to this game. For all of them, listen to me stutter. Looking forward to all of them, not slighting anyone, but definitely excited about the game between these two teams in the West, in Vegas, UCLA and Gonzaga, a 2 and a 3. And yeah, they represent a lot of incredible players and some pretty sweet March Madness moments. It's After Hours, CBS Sports Radio.
Honestly, the economy got a little scary in 2022, and that could continue in 2023. It's okay to admit when money gets stressful, but what if you had an objective, relatable expert to help navigate the financial world? That's where NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast comes in. Smart Money hosts Sean Piles and Sarah Raffner talk with experts from NerdWallet's team of 100 money nerds to help you make smart financial decisions without the stress. Subscribe to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast today.
Goalie gummies get you so close to your goals, you can actually taste them. The trick? Simply start with bite-sized steps, like Goalie's apple cider vinegar gummies with added B vitamins for daily health, or Goalie ashwagandha gummies to help you relax, restore, and unwind. Tastes like wellness just got a whole lot better. And when goals taste this good, it's easy to achieve them. Goalie, taste your goals. Learn more at goalie.com today.
It's March, and that can mean only one thing. The madness is here. Not in front of a TV on game day? Listen to every round of NCAA March Madness live from Westwood One, free in the Odyssey app. Catch all the biggest moments of the tournament, no matter where you are, from Cinderella's.
A 15 seed will head to the Elite Eight.
To buzzer beaters.
Atkinson scores. 1.4 seconds left.
To champions.
For the fourth time.
Search for NCAA March Madness right here in the Odyssey app to get started.